Can we go to Bennifer Gennifer?
Yeah, please. Let's set sail for this adventure.
So let's go back to Publationship Town. A Publationship, of course, here on the Colleen and Bradley Show is defined as what, Holly?
It is a celebrity relationship in the service of publicity.
There is... Oh, by the way, the Publationship, we're talking about Bennifer. What's a Bennifer?
Bennifer is Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck.
Thank you.
Second time around.
Publationship lesson done. Now, back to the Bennifer Gennifer. There is a chair shortage in the Mediterranean, you guys.
Oh, no.
And we know this because Jennifer Lopez is riding the lap of one Ben Affleck through the Mediterranean. Specifically, she's sitting on his lap in some photos. And TMZ, of course, has the gallery because there are, like, you just imagine there's a string of dinghies throughout the Mediterranean with people flashing, you know, photos up close from a, not up close, it's probably a telephoto lens offshore somewhere, mm-hmm. or off the coast of somewhere close to where the boat is, you know what I'm saying. Anyway, the bunch of photos of these two getting hot and heavy. Actually, I don't even think they're on a boat at this point. I think they're somewhere on land during their Mediterranean cavalcade. They have been all over the place, from Saint-Tropez to Monaco to Capri to...
Yeah, that sounds
Italy.
Very fancy.
Yeah, some part of the Amalfi Coast, maybe. Bennifer have been assailing us with... physical adoration towards one another.
Yeah, it's the Tour de Bennifer.
Yeah.
Like, it's their version of the Tour of Italy that you would get at the Olive Garden, except it's the Tour of Bennifer 2.0. Now, those pictures, Bradley, that you're looking at TMZ, they are in the city of Nurano.
Oh,
yes.
Gosh. I remember Nurano.
Mm-hmm. Now,
springtime in Nurano, my friends.
Springtime in Nurano. Now, Bradley, we know... that they are in Nurano because we already knew this. We knew this before TMZ even published photos, because this is one of the locations where Bennifer's yacht was docked outside of. So this was...
Thank you, marinetraffic.com.
Thank you, marinetraffic.com. So this is just a little bit northwest of, or northeast, excuse me, of the island of Capri, where they were seen holding hands, walking down the streets, and dry humping on the yacht.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these photographs, they're basically doing the same thing at a restaurant, which...
And it's so over the top, you guys. It's like, I know you guys are like, why do you care? They're just on vacation. Let them have a nice little vacation all by themselves. They just want to be in love. Why are you pooping on their love? Well, we're not, metaphorically or otherwise. It's that they know exactly what they're doing. They are A-list celebrities. They are in a publationship. They are... in one of the most visible spots possible. So these people are not trying to experiencing anything private. Understand that, then you ask yourself, well, what are they trying to tell us? Here's what they're trying to tell us, Holly.
Ooh.
That, my friends, is the sound, although it was probably hard to decipher on the radio, of their lips inhaling one another.
Exactly, because that's what's happening in these photographs. And what's... one of the things, okay, so let's deconstruct these photographs of Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez at a restaurant. If you were at a restaurant, Bradley, you go to restaurants sometimes.
Yeah, love them.
If you saw two people doing this at a restaurant, what would your natural reaction be to
I would
to
be like I would say
this.
to my partner Jamie, who would be across the table from me likely, because we don't do that thing where you sit next to each other, because, you know, unless it's like a anniversary, we're not doing
sit
that
across from each other. Yeah.
I would be like, please don't look right now, but when you get a chance casually, I need you to look at this couple who can't keep their tongues off of each other. I'm not sure why they left the house.
Then you would also be like, or I would be like, oh my gosh, look at her. She is literally sitting on his lap and sucking his face and getting the parsley out from between his teeth.
And like, it's one thing if they're 20, because you don't know any better when you're that age.
Your brain isn't fully formed.
I'm just going to love it. All you haters can't stand it. You know, okay, sure. But this is a grown ass 52-year-old, top of her game, successful, strong ass woman.
Mm-hmm.
She is doing this knowing fully and exactly what she is getting in return. And that is not love from Ben Affleck.
Exactly.
It is a career fueling tranche of publicity. Which I don't blame her. I just think like you have to like say it for what it is, because here's the one thing I do know with their kissy faces. Have you noticed this? Like, go back and look at all of the photos of them actually kissing. It looks like television kissing. So do you see the first photo that this TMZ exclusive has? The first two photos?
It's super performative. It's like they're professional
actors. Can you describe what I'm doing right now?
Bradley is leaning into his microphone and has his eyes maybe half open right now.
But I'm like smushing my lips onto my microphone, which is exactly what she's doing to Ben Affleck's face. It's that TV kiss. Remember how you got to a certain age and you realized, oh my God, TV kisses are totally not natural.
Yeah, people don't kiss like that.
People absolutely do not kiss like that. So again, I don't know if these two are actually what they would call in love.
Yeah.
I think these two are just trying to trip the triggers of paparazzi left and right so they can get as much mileage out of this trip as humanly possible, which again, God love them, but just buyer beware. Mm-hmm. Caveat emptor, which is what they would say around those parts.
Indeed.
That's the original Latin. Okay, why am I so animated about these two?
They want you to. It's working, Bradley.
It's true. It's so now what I'm going to do is go back to shopping for Cassis Zeta Jones coffee.
And get real mad about spending $20 on a bag of beans.
But the good news is, when we come back, we don't have to settle for no bougie Catherine Zeta Jones coffee. We're going to try something delicious. We're going to put it in our mouth because it's cheat day. Yay! We'll be right back.